41. A Disturbing Discovery. Bill, July 2343, Soul System. I hadn't visited Charles in more than 8 years. Maybe not surprising, though. He had webcams going so anyone could look in on the progress of the Earth Project at any time. It was one of the more popular BobTube video feeds. The reclamation crew was making great strides with Terra, and 200 years after humanity nuked the planet into a new ice age, more than 50% of the globe was now completely ice-free. Another 50 years and they estimated they'd be back to normal pre-industrial temps. The high CO2 levels helped as well, although there was a project underway to reduce that as well. I've been getting caught up on your progress, Charles. The planet is coming along nicely. Charles waved the comment off. The tensor field printers are going to make all the difference, Bill. We might have to take some liberties with cell structures, but we collected enough DNA to recreate 98% of species, if you include insects. Even some that were already extinct in original Bob's time. And the climate. Back to interglacial. Weather patterns are still all over the place, but that will smooth out as the atmosphere and ocean temps settle into some kind of regular pattern. I stood and idly poked a globe of the moon hanging on display, which showed oceans and clouds. Is this real time? Pretty close. It started as a dare or something, but some group decided to terraform the moon. It's going well, and they're even starting to get a magnetic field going. What? How? With next to no rotation, they've got a lunar day down to about 50 hours. Mover plates. Not just for destroying stars. Charles smiled as he said this, but I still noticed a reserve that didn't used to be there. Did he suspect what I was really here for? Starfleet had never attempted any kind of attack in Sol. Did Charles wonder about that too? Venus as well, I said, pointing at one of the other globes. Uh-huh. Day length at about 100 hours and still coming down. And Mars, he pointed at the fourth globe. All different problems, but a lot of the same tools. We'd like to bring humanity back to the solar system eventually, and we want to give them options. Hmm, I said, frowning. What? The thing is, Charles, I shifted in my chair. Long term, I'm not sure if it's going to be as attractive for humans. The flying cities are a controlled environment, and other than considerations of gravity, it really doesn't matter what the planetary environment is like. The O'Neill Corp is building megastructures, and those will be able to orbit any star that isn't too variable. Engineers are even talking about using a fusion light source like the Quinlans did, which would do away with the need for a star at all. Add mover plates, and humanity becomes a truly interstellar species. There will always be the back-to-nature types and the keep-it-simple types. True enough. I eyed him and got a blank look back. Normally two Bobs would be relaxed and chatting away by now, but we were still essentially talking business. There was no animosity, just no real friendliness either. Well, moving on. So do you mind if I wander the system a little, just to get a look around? Charles waved a hand dismissively. Take as long as you want. I was walking along the shore of Mare Humorum accompanied by Benny, one of the lunar terraforming crew. He had volunteered immediately to show me around and seemed quite proud of the work they were doing. Ironically, the lunar maria, which had turned out to be lava beds, were actually the low points topographically, so they were now catching up with their names. The waters lapped slowly against the beach, moving languidly in the 1/6 gravity. Our Mannies were the new standard exploratory model, which meant vacuum-hardened with high-capacity repair systems. The lunar atmosphere was still too thin to keep the temperature swings in the reasonable range. CO2 would still occasionally sublimate out of the air at night in some places. I kicked at the ground. The lunar dust had succumbed to a couple of years of rain, and what hadn't washed down into the ground was more the texture of sand and gravel. Some lichen was growing in patches, but nothing else. Of course, I'd literally written the book on terraforming, so none of this was a surprise. "We're trying to move the schedule along a lot faster," Benny was saying. "You were developing the process as you went, so slow and cautious made sense. Now," he gestured to the land around us, "we can multitask and overlap stages." I nodded while wondering how I was going to subtly bring the conversation around to my goal. Subtlety was not a Bob Johansson trait. "So, Benny, have any of the crews found anything interesting while digging the earth back out?"
"Interesting? Like what?"
"Oh, I don't know. A lot of stuff could get buried." Then I had a minor flash of genius. "For instance, there was some speculation that Dr. Landers might have had an extra Bob Johansson backup stashed away where faith monitors wouldn't find it." Benny laughed. "Oh, nothing like that, no. Although we did find some powered down mining equipment. Remember Rudolph Cazzini?"
"Yeah, he's part of the crew now.
You should meet him. He's, honest to God, the stereotypical Russian. Accent, vodka swilling and all. And he thinks Manny's come directly from God." I laughed. That was at least one piece of good news. "Any other replicants?" Benny's face fell. "We dug out the old institute building, but the replicant computer room had collapsed. No way to recover them, and there was that Homer backup that someone found." "Aha." I had to be casual, though. "Don't scare him, don't make him lock up." "I thought Homer destroyed all his backups."
"I'm sure he thought he did, but someone named Jerry found one, or says he did."
"Interesting. Do you know where I can find Jerry?" Benny shook his head. "He was a collateral descendant from several generations up. If I remember right, he was working with the asteroid mining group. You could check with them."
"And I would."
But meanwhile, the moon tour was, honestly, very interesting. I looked up at the Earth, floating in the sky at first quarter, softened by the new atmosphere, and smiled. Howard would monetize this in a heartbeat. The asteroid mining group wasn't hard to find. They were a little, odd by regular Bob standards, though. Maybe it was a bit of a cosplay thing, but their private VRs were apartments in their main moot, which was made up to look like the asteroid Ceres in The Expanse.
Okay, made sense, I guess, for asteroid miners, but how bored did you have to be?
Unfortunately, they couldn't tell me where Jerry was. In fact, Jerry hadn't been heard from in decades. The Homer backup story was generally considered to be an urban myth, though, and the general consensus was that Jerry had just decided to go von Neumanning. I had another theory, though, one far less appealing.